Well, the crowds have gone. We're stood on the pitch. You've got a bottle of champagne in your hand, a blooming big bottle. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty emotional, actually. Monday night was a little bit different, having not played, but to be involved with the lads and get a promotion, it was extra special. But today, to have my family here, my dad, brother and kids as well, and fiance and everyone here, just makes it extra special, you know, to come here. And then, obviously, the way it ended at Watford, you just can't put it into words.
The title is just, you know, I don't want to say the cherry on the icing on the cake, but it is.
Well, it is, I know. I mean, we knew we had to do our bit today, and I thought we did that excellently. We were probably playing some of our best football the whole season, and we wanted to show, with no disrespect to Charlton, that we were a step above, you know, we deserved to be promoted, and I thought we did that. And then to hear the cheers at the end, you know, we looked over at the bench, and we knew that Watford Sheffield Wednesday had equalised, and then to hear that the game had finished, you know, what can you say, 3-0 up, it couldn't be any better.
What's it like when you're on the pitch and you know when the fans do that? We all seen it on the telly, we watch it all happen in the stands. When you're on the pitch and you hear the crowd go, what happens in your head?
Oh, it's unexplainable, because I've never been in that situation before. So it was just straight, I kept looking over at the bench to check, and then the final whistle went at Watford, and you kind of knew that was it. You were just waiting for the ref to blow the whistle here so you could start celebrating.
It was a heck of a performance as well, and you, to be fair, played like a man who was annoyed he missed the last game.
Yeah, I was a little bit. Obviously, my own fault getting sent off, but I've got to thank the gaffer for putting me back in. You know, he could have easily left Smithy in, but he was excellent as well on Monday night. But I appreciate him for putting me back in, and it's just great to be out of the lads and everyone who's been involved, the squad, the management, the staff, everyone deserves it.
And of course, we just watched you all celebrate on that platform. Photographers everywhere, cameras everywhere, the fans. Wow, that'll live with you forever.
Oh, forever. I mean, there would have been a slight feeling of disappointment, you know, to go up, obviously, get promoted, but up in second place, when we feel we deserve to win the league, we've done enough. And today, you know, the table doesn't lie. You finish where you deserve to in this league. It's a tough division, and I feel like we've deserved to be champions.
For you to finish it here, at your old club, with all your family, that's just amazing.
Well, yes, it is extra special, you know. I mean, it's not about me personally, but to do it here at Charlton, at a club that said I wasn't good enough, and then to come back and get promoted to the Premier League, you can't ask much more than that.
So what are you going to have in August? First game what? Old Trafford?
As a Man United fan, that would be pretty nice. We'll get him down to Bournemouth, yeah. Anything like that would be good.
I'll leave you to celebrate again.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
A lot.